This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Past the hour now, as we reveal the list of the important items in the News Talk Radio world, it's a regular weekend deal. So we have lots of intelligent conversation here, including some evil conversation. We got good conversation because Victoria Keelan is here. And then we have Joe Crummy, who's just evil. His Evil Thoughts, that podcast on iTunes that you are now signed up for. What? Wait? Yes, you haven't signed up for it yet? What are you waiting for? You exactly. Need, you want, you must hear Joe Crummy's thoughts, evil thoughts that they are.
Thank you, Doug.
All right, you're welcome, Joe. Go to iTunes and get that puppy taken care of. All right, let's go through the list as prepared by Talkers Magazine of the items that are important for this week, week of October 23rd to the 27th. Some people, there are two or three different ways of looking at this. I'm going to do this a little bit differently this week because I want to get from both Victoria and Joe what they really care about in this list of 10. Number 10, World Series, lots of conversation about that, who's hurt in the NFL, you know, the usual stuff that sort of bleeds over from sports talk radio. The Yankees suck. Beside that, they are getting a new manager. The Red Sox get a new manager. How much of this is going to be the trickle-down effect? Because these guys, actually both managers, from what I can gather, the Red Sox manager and the Yankees manager, both were pretty good, but apparently management thinks in both the circumstances they can do better. So what are the Yankees fans? And I say this to Joe because even though he lives in Angel Land, he loves the Yankees and so does Victoria. So what does everybody make of the change now?
Well, first of all, I bleed pinstripes, you understand that.
Of course you do, yes.
But the thing with Girardi is, and I really like Joe, I love the Joe Girardi show, I love all this stuff, I watch every single game on MLB, so you're talking to a total Yankee fan. Look, we have a new team, okay? Let me just cut to the chase if you really want evil from me. Are you ready for this? The new manager of the New York Yankees, are you ready for this, everybody?
Yeah.
A-Rod.
Really?
No,
I think he
would be, yes, he would be the Donald Trump of managers. This guy would be great. I would love A-Rod. I love watching him on Fox Sports 1. I think he's great. He's young. The reason why I like A-Rod for the Yankees
is Shark Tank.
I haven't seen it, but
I had no idea he had that kind of money.
Yeah, and the
my gosh.
You know who's also on is Big Poppy. Speaking of Red Sox, I'll throw you a bone. Big Poppy is also on Fox Sports 1,
and he's
not bad either.
All right,
yeah. The thing about A-Rod is he's younger, and I think the thing with the Yankees is they have a young team. They're ready to go, and I think they want some fresh blood. I like Joe. I think he's cool. I don't know. Besides A-Rod, they're looking at four or five other guys. Some guys
are they looking at A-Rod, or is that just what you would like?
No, that's just me because I'm evil. Okay. But you know what? See what happens over the next couple of days if anybody says anything. Well, I just think that would be the crazy manager guy that would really get all the ink and would really get everybody excited that it's going to be A-Rod, some guy like that. They always said that he was a smart player and he was a thinker, aside from all the stuff about him being evil and bad because he had PEDs or whatever they call it, that he was a thinker and he was a student of the game. And I like that. And I'm thinking a young guy who speaks Spanish, because half the team speaks Spanish. This would be really great. A-Rod would be the choice for me. I would love that because we're an evil team. As you know, we are the evil empire.
That's right. Okay, so that means that Tom Brady would be the next coach of the Patriots under the circumstances.
Brady can do whatever he wants.
I'm going to go through the list. Let's do it a little, excuse me, a little differently. I want to know what you two really care about on this list. Okay, here we go. Number 10, we're just going into the And I don't mean to cut you off, but I think, Victoria, you feel the same kind of as Joe does, don't you, about the Yankees, or do you have...
I mean, I'm not actually, I'm not really a baseball fan, so...
Yeah, okay, all right.
I think it would be interesting to have A-Rod do that. I think he's so caught up with J-Lo right now, I don't think he wants a full-time job, but it would be interesting.
How much... How long can that go on, though? I mean,
I don't know.
So up to that,
I don't know. Really. They might be it.
All right, number nine on this list... The new, well, I don't know how new, it's Xi Jinping, right, who's the president, right? Isn't he the president of China now?
Yeah, they call him Xi. They call him Xi Jinping.
Yeah.
Xi. Okay. He's got Xi. Oh, yeah. He's got personality, too. He's got charm and personality. Warmth and personality. All right, I don't care about that. Do you care, Joe, about that?
Well, I think it's weird. It's something that I don't quite understand. The Communist Party meets every 5 years for some kind of a big update, and so they gave this guy a big shot in the arm. They said, technically, and I don't know what this means, that they are going to enshrine. They like him so much. The only other guy they ever did this for,
Mao Zedong, they enshrine
his thought. Into the Communist Party Constitution. I don't know what that means, but apparently that's a big deal. They enshrine your thought. And I think we should do that for Trump.
Really?
Okay. Jennifer, it would be just a series of tweets that don't make any sense.
Victoria, does that story mean anything to you?
Not really.
No, either. I don't know. But I thought I'd tell you about
it. I think it's great. You don't care about it.
Next. Oh, come on.
The IRS... And the Tea Party. Man, this thing's going around. This is a moldy oldie.
This is a moldy oldie. I feel like I heard this story years ago.
Give me a break. It must be we're having a slow news week or situation a week, one way or another. So that means nothing to anybody who's got anything going for them. All right, so that's three out of them.
I won't say anything. I'm talking too much already.
Do you think this is important? Well, I mean, people talk about it, but do you care? I'm more interested in what you really care about.
Well, I never really cared about it that much, but the whole thing was that the Obama administration had somehow slowed down the tax-exempt status of some of these right-wing organizations and done a bunch of stuff. And that Jeff Flake came out this week and said, that's not cool, we're really sorry about it, there's no excuse for it, we won't do it again. Whatever. But that's it.
It's interesting that they can go after all the Tea Party people, but they can't seem to revoke the tax exemption status of or the tax exempt status of Scientology. Which the more stuff that comes out about that, like it's crazy.
That's evil. That's what Joe should be doing.
Oh, absolutely.
A podcast on the evil thoughts of the Scientologists.
So evil.
Now, isn't it true that if we actually say something about Scientology, the three of us will be gone by next week?
No. We'll be in the back of a truck somewhere.
You go out to your car and you start your car
by,
and blows up.
Their headquarters are on Sunset in L.A., and I drive by. Every time I go to my daughter's house, I drive by this shrine. And then what puts it in perspective is once you make that turn, there's a little sort of a half curve there. And on the left-hand side, Joe, is the Scientology production studio where they make their Scientology films and their propaganda. And it looks like Paramount, for God's sakes. You know what I'm talking about?
The thing is, 1% of that is being used. The rest of it sits empty. It's because they have so much money. They just spend, and it's all to impress these new members and stuff, but they don't even use a lot of that. A lot of those buildings just sit empty. It's really crazy.
All right, 14 past the hour. We're going through the items that are of interest. News Talk Radio list from Talkers at Talkers.com. Talkers Radio, Talkers Television is there, and so is this list. Anytime you want to check it out, go to Talkers.com. When you want to check out getting a new pillow, you go to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. The benefits are legion. All kinds of things to consider when you're buying a new pillow. First of all, how long have you had the pillows that you're sleeping on now? That's number one. If it's more than a year or two, toss them. And the reason to buy a MyPillow is because it'll last longer. They have a 10-year warranty because you can actually wash these things and put them in the dryer. Try that with a pillow that's stuffed with feathers. See what the dryer looks like. And the washing machine even. You stick one of those things, those feather-filled pillows, in the washing machine. Woo! Same with foam, because it absorbs all the water. So that's not what you want. What you want is the patented fill that lets you put the pillow just the way you like it. And that's an exclusive with MyPillow. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV for this deal. You ready? You ready for the deal? Everybody ready for the deal. All right. The deal is you buy one, Victoria, and you get another one free. So you have two people like you and...
I would recommend two of them. I use two.
Yeah, well, you use two, mm-hmm. and so does Lewis. Lewis uses two, too.
Exactly,
right?
Yep.
So you got to get two for two. So you buy two sets, you get two pillows that you pay for, and two pillows you don't. You're all set. This is a good Christmas gift, too, by the way. Ooh, I say that before Halloween? That's close enough. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Check out the Made in USA pillows that everybody is talking about because everybody's getting them. You need to get on the bandwagon, MyPillow.com, for the special deal, two for the price of one. Use the promo code DJV.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
Now when you buy select HP printers from Staples, you can print free for life. That's right. Print up to 15 pages per month for free when you buy select HP printers from Staples. Get the confidence of never running out of ink and having to run out for more. The confidence of having ink automatically show up in your mailbox before you need it. HP ink delivered to your door. Print free for life. Staples. It's pro time. Print 15 pages per month for free. Pay as you go after that or upgrade to another plan. See staples.com/printfreeforlife for details.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast. Or your money back.
Have you experienced an uncomfortable moment on the job site? Maybe every time a coworker lifts a box, he grunts like a giraffe giving birth. Or you've just seen way too many butt cracks. Call the Timberland Pro Uncomfortable Moments Hotline at 1-877-40-COMFORT. Your uncomfortable story could be our next radio commercial. Timberland Pro knows work can be uncomfortable. So we make work gear that's comfortable. Work shirts, pants, and boots, head to toe. Share your uncomfortable story at 1-877-40-COMFORT. Timberland Pro, not uncomfortable.
19 past the hour. You're listening to the overview, the chart discussion from professional talk radio broadcasters. We do this every week, sort of in and out. But I decided I wanted to find out from my colleagues here, Joe Crummy and Victoria Keelan, what they really cared about. So at number seven, we have the retirement of Senator Flake. Is he a flake, Joe? I don't know much about this guy.
Flake. You know, whenever they start using those big flowery phrases in their when they're leaving, you know, when they start talking about integrity and they start using words like that. Look,
he doesn't like Trump.
He doesn't like Trump. Party. Right. He hates Trump. Yeah. And there's a look. Trump rubs a lot of people the wrong way. I've asked Victoria about it.
Right? My God, I didn't know that.
Right. And there's some people that just don't take it. I like it. And Flake doesn't like it. He wasn't going to get reelected. This is my understanding from my friends. I'll tell you this. I know a lot of people in Arizona because I used to work there. And what they say is, okay, you know what that means then, that it's going to bring on Kyrsten Sinema, who is very hard left, who is going to run for that Senate seat. It's sort of local inside baseball politics. For Arizona.
Well, the Republicans say that Trump's ruining the party. They'll lose their control in the House and the Senate just because he's taking an approach that isn't favorable to the party. But, you know, you knew at the beginning he didn't give a damn about the party anyway. It was just a convenience. So why is this a newsflash to these people? Come on. 21 after the hour.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Motor running. Get out on the highway. Joe and I can identify.
That sounds like when Shatner does music.
Yes. I could do it. We could do it. What do you think?
Do it again. Yeah. Start it again and do it.
You know what we should do? I got an idea. Victoria just started doing a podcast with our friend Chuck Curry, who does all the movie, video, DVD stuff on the DJV show. I think, Joe, you and I should do good versus evil.
I would do it in
good.
10 seconds. Drop a bat when you've done
10 seconds. Good versus evil.
Let's
talk about that. Yeah. All right. It'd be like watching a horror movie or listening to it.
Look, no, I'm sure you think you jest, but I would do it with you.
No, I'm not actually jesting. I think it's a good idea. I think a lot of podcasting, and I can use this program to promote the podcast because we have we're doing a lot of podcast, DJ. If you go to djvshow.com, you can get a weekly podcast of what we're doing. As long as I'm doing Plugola, we have a podcast of the Talk Radio Countdown Show at talkradiocountdownshow.com or talkradiocountdown.com. Every week you get the essence. If you can't get time to listen to the whole program, you get the gist of it through that. And then there are other things. I do a show aimed at family farms and eating and food and stuff called AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. You can get a podcast there. So, and there's a GoodDayHealthShow.com podcast. So that's all those things being podcasts. So we can add you, good and evil, to the podcast routine.
I would love to do that. I have a very comprehensive definition of good and evil, too. So
although I wonder, I don't think Joe would go to the side of the light, but I think Doug would definitely go to the dark side. So it might just be evil recruiting evil, which is the name of the podcast.
Do you think I would corrupt Doug?
100%.
No, what she thinks is she calls me Captain Curmudgeon, because every once in a while...
Well, that's good. I like that.
Into a rat hole, or a foxhole, or a rabbit hole, or some kind of a hole. Woodchuck hole, actually, on my farm.
There you go.
And follow some of the dark sides of things. But I'm generally not that way. I'm generally pretty happy-go-lucky. And actually, with you, I could probably get away with screwing off more than I do with the ladies on the DJV show. So
I would hope so. And have your people call my people.
Okay. All right. Next, number six, as we go through the top ten here from Talkers Magazine, the ambush in Niger. And this, to me, is an important story. So if I'm going to throw, I've been focusing on you two and haven't said too much about these other ones because I wasn't really interested in them. I think this really does underscore what most Americans have no idea about, how extensively troops that wear American uniforms are placed, positioned all around the world. We didn't know. I didn't know there were troops in Niger. I know that there are some connections to, there are some of the base camps there for some Daesh soldiers training terrorists in general. But to have our soldiers over there chasing around, and that apparently is the case on almost every continent, and certainly in Africa, almost every country has American soldiers stationed there. Did you know that?
I suspected that, sure.
Not surprised, but I didn't know it.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah. Yeah.
But look, look as the caliphate collapses. What was it? Raqqa that fell, which was their capital. What was it? Raqqa, I think it was
Raqqa.
A week or so
yeah.
ago.
Yeah.
Right. They're spreading out. Remember, in the UK, you've got 30,000 of these jihadists who have returned to the European countries in the European Union because they've all known, like rats on a sinking ship, that the caliphate is a sinking ship. So a lot of them are splitting now,
right.
And it's beginning to morph and what do we call it? Metastasize into a Northern Africa now, and that's why LaDavid Johnson and his four guys were on patrol. I think you're right, though, Doug. I mean, we're everywhere.
Well, the other side of it is Trump seems to have bungled the conversation or done his usual, sticking his foot in his mouth, not thinking about what he's going to say before he says it. And that has created some continuing interest here. And it's the usual apology on one side and look at this idiot on the other side. So that hasn't changed much. But
it's just
really
too bad that, that the whole, that any of it happened.
Yeah.
It's just, it's sad.
28 past the hour.
Whether your kids are still in car seats or high school, Chrysler offers an entire lineup of family-friendly vehicles designed to make your life easier. And now, take advantage of great deals at your local Chrysler dealer.
In today's automotive news, only around 260 people received their Tesla Model 3s last month out of the 500,000 that are waiting for them. But at the same time, Elon Musk is talking about going to Mars and rescuing Puerto Rico from its power grid problems. It appears that many of those 260 Model 3s may have been built by hand, although Elon did tweet out a video of the production line. Critics of the Model 3 say full completion of the orders may take as much as 3 years. For more, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Whether your kids are still in car seats or high school, Chrysler offers an entire lineup of family-friendly vehicles designed to make your life easier. And now, take advantage of great deals at your local Chrysler dealer.
Loans are made by WebBank. WebBank is an equal housing lender. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
The contractor says we'll need a new roof. How are we going to afford it?
Easy. We'll go to Avant.com.
Avant?
They offer access to fixed-rate personal loans, so we can consolidate our credit card debt and pay for the roof with what we save each month.
Wow, I guess we can fix the roof.
Avant has us covered.
Looking to pay off your credit card bills? You could have the money within days, not weeks. Over 500,000 happy customers have chosen Avant.com. Shouldn't you? And right now, Avant will give you a $50 Amazon gift card after your first installment is made on time. To check your rates with no impact to your credit score, go to Avant.com today. To get your free $50 Amazon gift card after your first successful installment is made on time, enter code 1212. That's AVANT.com. Promo code 1212. Avant.com. Code.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 at the 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
About 34 after the hour, as we resume our conversation about what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, overview from professionals. The professionals would be Victoria Keelan, who is from the DJV show, and Joe Crummy, who is from the Evil Thoughts podcast. I'm Doug Steffen. We've gone through half of the list. Let's go to number five now. The conversation with North Korea and what really there is in terms of believability coming out of there. We're going to blow you up. You're going to be destroyed. All that other nonsense. I don't know who's crazier.
We are. We're more evil.
Well, I don't mean countries. I'm talking about leaders of countries. I'm talking about Trump versus Kim Jong-un and a battle of the nitwits. I wouldn't say that.
You're very negative on Mr. Trump, Doug. I don't know if
I'm tired of.
It's not hard to be.
No, I'm not.
I don't even need to say anything anymore.
I have to fight both of you.
No, you don't have to fight with me. I think a lot of things Trump is doing are needed, but I think there are things. I have specific interests. I'm very interested in the agricultural community. As I said, I did that podcast, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, and he is making a mess. The USDA and the FDA were a mess before. The people who are in charge are making a mess, not of the not of the units themselves, but of how they relate to the farmer and what his or her needs are, and how the process of inspection and regulation, which could be greatly enhanced by somebody who really did what he said he was going to do. Farmers supported, like 85% of the agricultural community supported Trump, and now the administration's dumping all over the farmer and the people who are buying and using the foods. And the same thing you see everywhere. It is like, I want things to do. I want to get rid of regulation. I want to do everything that Trump said he wanted to do during his campaign. I was in agreement. Even though I didn't vote for him, I wanted what he was setting forth to be the law of the land, the rule of thumb. But what's happening is everything is becoming a mess. The government was a mess before. Now it's even more of a mess because, you know, we're going to spend, what, $300,000 a panel on that fence? I mean, I'm for fixing. One of the reasons that I would have supported him if it wasn't for some of the things that bothered me regarding his personal life, I am for fixing this immigration problem. I don't know if we're ever going to be able to do it, but I like a lot of the things that he suggested. However, when you look at, there are four bidders on this wall, and they're all making these panels that are 30 feet tall and 30 feet wide, and they cost $300,000 a piece. And I'm thinking to myself, how many miles of this thing?
Yeah.
No wonder it's $21 billion.
Yeah.
And so at the end of the day, Joe,
someone's going to get over a 30-foot wall.
MSNBC last week, one of the NBC reporters was doing a live shot.
I saw that.
Did you see that?
Yeah, but that wasn't a 30-foot fence they were going
on. No, it wasn't, but it's the same. It sort of is a symbol. You know, why they're doing the interview, guys are jumping over the wall. And they're all people all around looking, and they're laughing, and come on.
Well, it's I would think that would
annex
then,
Mexico.
Make the case.
Spending $21 billion to fix the fence, come up with a couple of $100 billion and buy Mexico. And that's it. Over. Oh. Done. Finished.
That's buying a whole lot of problems, though.
Well, of course,
I mean,
it is.
Mexico,
now you're talking loco. Now you're talking loco.
Oh, man. That is loco. Okay. Mexico, I'm glad when we went on our honeymoon in June that we had no incidents. But, I mean, even just the week after we were there, all the people being drugged and the bootleg alcohol and then the federales everywhere. I mean, it is such a dangerous place, and it's just getting worse.
That's why we need the wall. Thank you very much for making my point. Appreciate that.
I'm not anti the wall. I just think it's ridiculous to spend that much money. I mean, it just doesn't. I don't think it's really going to solve the problem.
How do we get from North Korea to Mexico? I don't know. We were talking about
two insane leaders.
Yeah, right.
Right. You started it, Doug. I'll tell you this.
And the hate mail will come to me at Doug Stephan, the Twitter account. It's at On Air Victoria or at Doug Stephan. What's your Twitter handle?
Why are you letting me get hate mail? I don't want hate mail.
Equal distribution of every thing. We believe in equality. So what's your Twitter handle, Joe?
It's Joe Crummy at Twitter. And for all the hate that they have for you, just tune into Evil Thoughts. That's what I want.
Okay. We're going to do the evil and good thoughts. I'm going to be good in your...
Yes, I'm into that if you want to do it.
I know you are. All right. So let's see. What's next on the list from Talkers Magazine?
Uranium one.
All right, so here's what I think is the big story of the week. Even though it's number four, I think it's number one. It's intriguing. As a matter of fact, I get into an argument with somebody that I really love who is a participant in this program. It has nothing to do with the regular conversations because he's a specialist, the doctor who's on our program. And he's very, very conservative, loves Trump. And he said, have you heard about this uranium thing? And Hillary Clinton made $100 million and yada, yada. And I sort of took off on him because I think I find myself fatigued with all of this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started, but he intrigued me enough to look into it. Mm-hmm. And it looks like, you know, I was, Joe, talking earlier in the week, Victoria and I and the other girls in the DJV show were talking about appearance of all the presidents last week at the fundraiser for, you know, all the disasters. And as a part of it, at the Bush Library, there was a special invitation only to people who were either in college. I don't know who they invited, but they invited a bunch of people. And it was a discussion led by the fellow that runs the library with George Bush and Bill Clinton. And the focus was their friendship, what they have done together, how well they know each other. Bill Clinton, George Bush gives him a dig because he spends more time with his folks than he does. And, you know, the stuff like that. And so I'm weighing that in the balance of this stuff that came out during the week about the uranium deal and wondering whether this isn't just another red herring or really and truly did Hillary Clinton make a deal to sell uranium assets for a contribution to the Clinton Library.
And but I there's no evidence of that contribution, though. And people have been talking about this, and I get it, and it's certainly of interest to people who can't stand Hillary. Mm-hmm. But this has been going on and on and on, and people keep saying it. But it's like the same thing that Trump always does. Just because you say something 100 million times over and over, if there's no actual evidence, then why are we still talking about it? She's not an elected official anymore.
Is that sort of like talking about how Trump is colluding with the Russians over and over again? I mean, it's the same deal. On the Iranian, uranium one deal.
It's uranium, you not the Iranian venue.
Yeah, really. The Iranians, not the uranium. I'm waking up. It's early in L.A. I just think, look, the Clinton Foundation, which is a 501c3, which is the same thing that the loops back to that story we talked about a few minutes ago about the IRS Tea Party scandal where they were delaying their tax exempt status. That is, to me, the biggest pay-for-play operation on the planet would be the Clinton Foundation. The money that flowed into the Clinton Foundation was substantial at this time, and they had a lot of donations for people and from banks who had an interest in the Uranium One deal as well. So you may be right, Victoria, that we don't have that smoking gun, but there sure is a lot of smoke.
I mean, is it a great headline for anyone who hates Hillary? Of course. It's like the best headline ever, other than Hillary had dinner with Satan last night. I mean, that's pretty much
the
only thing
that can
top it.
Well, that's true, too. I saw that. That'll be topic on Evil Thoughts today, Hillary's dinner with Satan last
night.
Right. But the thing is, but it's kind of weird, though, because the denials are really weird on it. I mean, Hillary also sat on the Council for Foreign Investment into the United States, which okayed that deal at the same time. And her And Paul Begala now is on CNN saying that she never made any of those votes at all. She had somebody else vote for her and all this. See no evil, hear no evil.
I'm going to summarize this. And I'm going to summarize it in a way that will really tick some people off. Whether Hillary did it or she didn't do it.
She did it.
Bill.
so
here's my rub on this. Bill Clinton, when he was president, was so smart. He and Newt got to be pals, but it used to drive Newt crazy because Clinton would figure out a way to steal all the Republicans' ideas and take credit for it. So in this circumstance, I'm betting that there is something to this. But the Clintons are smart enough. Bill is smart enough. Hillary's pretty smart, but I think Bill is very smart. They've figured out how to maneuver in these landmines and get this, you know, whatever they've got in the Clinton Foundation, what, $180 million or whatever, $200 million. I don't even know what
it's
up
beautiful.
To now.
It's bulletproof.
It's absolutely bulletproof. You just said it. He's figured out how to manipulate the system, use it for his advantage and hers and the families and whatever. Chelsea is, I think, a director of it. They're all getting salaries that are plenty. And, you know, think about $200 million. If you invest that at 5%, what that throws off a year. And, you know, you don't have to pay any tax. I think Clinton is brilliant. I've always thought he was brilliant. And this is just another example of him being smarter than the average bear. But I think that's what it is. He's figured it out. So,
that's right.
And, you know, he's using the laws. He's not breaking any laws.
Well, if they can show a quid pro quo,
pay
for play, if they can show that.
They haven't been able to. That's what I'm saying.
He's smarter than they are, and he's figured out how to get it done and not get caught.
Doesn't make it right that
on the other end, though, Joe, you know, Trump filing for, I'm from New Jersey and I have family members who have been put out of business because they went into dealings with the Trump organization. He doesn't pay his bills. He doesn't pay people. And I mean, you know, he's declared bankruptcy, what, like 11 times? It's totally legal.
Personally, he has businesses and he declared bankruptcy.
But what I'm saying, my point, though, is it's the same point you're making, though, Doug. It's if Clinton did it legally, then fine. Trump did all this legally. Do we like it? No. But it's legal, and there's nothing you can do about it. So it's
well,
on the same end.
I want to look for the quid pro quo. You're
you
right
find the loopholes,
that, look
good for you.
I want to look for the quid pro quo. If we find it, that's different. I think there's a lot of smoke here. When you have the same bank that has a huge interest.
But there's a lot of smoke with Trump and Russia, too, then. Yeah. I mean,
but that
there's smoke everywhere.
Two wrongs don't make a right. And so what we're saying, I'm not, there's nothing, there's no condemnation
here. I'm just saying, I'm sick of all the smoke.
I am tired of people not acknowledging, in this circumstance, what it is that it takes to make these are rules that are passed by guys and women who are benefiting themselves. They're the rules, the IRS, all of the stuff that gets passed. The new tax stuff that is number one, actually, this week. On the countdown, the Trump tax cuts or plans, all that stuff is aimed not at benefiting the average person, although there may be, I read into it, and I don't think it's as bad as the Democrats want you to believe. I think there are a lot of benefits to it, because it always stimulates business, no matter what they say. They just don't like it because it wasn't their idea or, you know, whatever it is. The tax cuts are good. They're always good.
What about this? Can I ask you this? Do you want to jump the tax cut?
Yeah, but all this...
I got to do
it.
I got to do it.
Okay, let's take a break. All right.
All right. Hold on. 46 past the hour.
You know those families who quietly enjoy the holidays? Me neither. Well, until thecompanystore.com. Now the kids love playing Hotel Auntie Carol in the good sheets, as they call them. They actually want to go to bed. So we get some adult time, and that's worth giving thanks.
Thecompanystore.com has been perfecting the ultimate comforts of home for over 100 years. From the finest quality bedding and bath to home decor and more. Order between October 1st and 30th to get 25% off plus free shipping with our friends and family discount. Visit thecompanystore.com and enter the code FAMILY. Geico presents unhelpful home improvement how-tos.
Overhanging trees present a real danger. During high winds, falling branches can damage roofs and windows. So today, I'll show you how to protect your home by wrapping it in bubble packaging. All you need is a staple gun and 142,000 feet of bubble packaging. Let's get started.
You could try to protect your home with bubble packaging, or you could get covered for personal property damage through the Geico Insurance Agency. Call Geico and see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
All right, so the tax cuts, I seem to be floating, wafting from one side to another, which is what I'm really good at. In this circumstance, the tax cuts are fabulous. It's time we had a focus on what it is that provides us with the engine that drives the economy, and that is more jobs, and the jobs come from tax cuts, people investing in... I mean, we're just talking about the Clinton Foundation, where it puts its money, to get a return, even if it's only 5%. And the same thing, by the way, as an aside, on the other side, the Carlyle Group, Victoria was talking about them and how that functions. It's the same exact thing.
It's all the same.
There's no difference between the Carlyle Group and the Clinton Foundation. It's the same stuff. George Bush and his pal, what's his face, Carlucci, put this together when Bush was getting out of office in 1988, and they did... It's the mirror image of what Clinton did.
Mm-hmm.
And they were smart enough. George, the father, wasn't that smart, but Carlucci was. And he came to him, and he needed a name, and so they started the Carlyle Group, and they've invested in stuff all over the world, and they've gotten the heads of government. They're knocking. They're all knocking on the same doors.
Yep.
Hillary's talking to the people in Saudi Arabia or wherever she's talking. By the way, these things all start with the Saudis. The first
he's
check
with the Saudis.
Always comes from the Saudis. Always.
Is that the country that is really the vanguard of women's rights, too, isn't that right?
It's the country that was the vanguard of September 11th, pal. And yet we love those
I'm
people.
I'm not arguing.
Even though they all, every one of those jerks was a Saudi, came from Saudi. And it's just sickening. But that's the way it is. It's the gold. What is this expression?
He has the gold, makes the rules.
Makes the rule. That's the golden rule. 10 before the hour. Thanks to Joe Crummy and Victoria Keelan.
Hello, I'm I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Another brilliant slice of the past when it comes to horror. Chuck is celebrating Halloween all this week with his references to some of these old movies. This is the theme from Dawn of the Dead. Nice going, Chuck. All right, how many times have you seen this movie?
Oh, many times.
Many.
A few dozen, I think.
Really?
Yeah,
and
I like it a lot.
What's the saving grace of this movie? Why would
it's a zombie movie, Doug. It's the greatest, most epic zombie movie ever released. Ever unleashed on the masses. Dawn of the Dead, 1978.
How the hell do you sleep at night? That's what I want to know.
George A. Romero. Let me ask you a question. You ever see Night of the Living Dead, 1968?
Of course I've never seen any.
So you never saw Dawn of the Dead?
Never.
Which obviously means you never seen Day of the Dead.
Never.
What about Land of the Dead?
I haven't seen Dawn of the Dead, Day of the Dead, Dark of the Dead.
Shaun of the Dead?
What about Walking Dead?
Walking Dead, I haven't seen that either.
Really?
No. Not
You're no fun.
I am not. You're right. So you're just figuring that out now? All right. So
I recommend if you see one zombie movie, it is Dawn of the Dead, 1978. Be Gone with the Wind of all zombie movies.
Of course it is.
Yes.
So have you seen it, Victoria?
No, I actually have. I literally have only seen Shaun of the Dead, which is a spoof on zombies. It's a
Kara,
very funny
have you
movie.
Seen... Have you seen Dawn of the Dead?
I've also only seen Shaun of the Dead.
There we go. I rest.
What am I doing? Why am I waking up to do this?
I don't know. In this circumstance, good God. All right, you know, actually, why you are here.
Tell me.
You got to know Victoria. Victoria got to know you. You both like movies. So now you're doing this podcast called City Slickers.
Yeah.
Which doesn't pit the two of you. Just comparing notes on movies from a couple of New Yorkers, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it should be big.
Exactly.
Yeah.
New York City. So what's the first one about? And we go to, is this on iTunes? Where do we find this?
It's on iTunes, yep, right? You can search City Slickers Pod on iTunes. Follow us at City Slickers Pod on all social media. It's the same handle. And you can also find it on Blog Talk Radio, Google Play, and Stitcher and TuneIn.
Really?
We're everywhere. We're taking over.
City Slickers. All right, so what's the first one? We listen to the first one. What are we going to hear?
Well, you're going to hear a little bit of background on Chuck and me and why we started the podcast, and then we break out our top five Halloween movies each.
Really?
Yep.
All right.
Perfect vehicle for your listening pleasure, Doug.
Yes, it is.
Top five Halloween movies. Let me ask you a question. Do you like any movie during the Halloween season? Anything?
You mean a Halloween horror movie?
Yes.
No.
Not at all?
No. I don't even like Halloween. movies.
Yeah, this should be a good story for you. The Hallmark Channel started their programming for Christmas, airing their Christmas movies already in October. Do you like that idea?
Yeah, it's like music on the radio. Christmas music. It'll all start next week on all these stations after Halloween is over. But if it's upbeat, I like it. If it's slow, it's... All right, and that's kind of the story of these movies. Stand by more. Chuck is going to tell us what's coming out, what's going to be in the theaters this weekend right after this.
Loans are made by WebBank. WebBank is an equal housing lender. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
The contractor says we'll need a new roof. How are we going to afford it?
Easy. We'll go to Avant.com.
Avant?
They offer access to fixed-rate personal loans, so we can consolidate our credit card debt and pay for the roof with what we save each month.
Wow. I guess we can fix the roof.
Avant has us covered.
Looking to pay off your credit card bills? You could have the money within days, not weeks. Over 500,000 happy customers have chosen Avant.com. Shouldn't you? And right now, Avant will give you a $50 Amazon gift card after your first installment is made on time. To check your rates with no impact to your credit score, go to Avant.com today. To get your free $50 Amazon gift card after your first successful installment is made on time, enter code 1212. That's AVANT.com. Promo code 1212. Avant.com. Code 1212.
All right, Chucker, what do we have this weekend to look forward to?
We have a horror movie. I'm not going to go see it. I've had enough of this franchise. Jigsaw, which is Lionsgate's basically reemergence of its Saw franchise after a seven-year dormancy. It's tracking around an $18 million opening weekend. Then the George Clooney-directed Suburbicon with Matt Damon. This is a very dark comedy. If you look at the trailers, I have absolutely no interest in this
film. Yeah.
Reviews are very very split, tracking around a $6 million opening weekend. And then you have Thank You for Your Service, a movie with Miles Teller, post-traumatic stress syndrome among a soldier. Reviews are pretty good on that film, actually.
Miles Teller's been in what? I recognize that.
The movie Whiplash. He was the star. The kid in Whiplash. Mm. He was in Fantastic Four. He
you
just was in the movie.
The guy who's the school teacher, the music teacher, J.K. Simmons.
Yeah, okay.
That is a really good movie.
It was. You're correct there. All right, Chuck Curry, check out podcast City Slickers. What is it?
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.